Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and we have four in the studio today, so no telling what will happen, Bob Christopher.
It's going to be an exciting day. We're always glad to have Andrew Farley with us.
Yes, indeed.
He happened to be in town, so he's in studio. So, Andrew, welcome.
Hey, thanks, guys. Great to be here.
Yeah. We have plenty of open lines, as I said, at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Again, 844-322-2742.
Well, we're talking about faith, what it means to walk by faith in Jesus Christ, and that's what we've been raised to walk in. That's the newness of life. We never knew anything about faith until we really came to know Jesus Christ. And once we came to know Jesus Christ, then faith became our way of life. And it's opposite of law. Those two don't go together at all. So faith is something completely different than law. It's something completely different than following rules and regulations. And there's some amazing benefits about faith. They're from faith. And in Romans 5:1, it says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So you've heard us say time and time again that the Christian life is always a by grace through faith in Jesus proposition. Mm-hmm. So in Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We usually stop right there. Verse 24 goes on with a thought, "And all are justified freely by his grace." So justification is a by grace thing. Receiving that is a by faith thing. So once we've received that justification by faith, we have peace with God. We're on the same page with God. We're no longer at war with God. That restlessness, that uneasiness, that feeling that something is wrong goes away through faith in Jesus Christ when we've been declared righteous in the sight of God. And that is a powerful thing. How many people out there today are looking for peace? Yeah. They just want some sense of peace in their life. Well, it starts right here with the gospel. By grace, through faith in Jesus, brings us to that place where we can have peace with God. And if we have peace with God, then every other relationship can be at peace, can it?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of the questions we get on the air, they, you know, constantly, very consistently have to do with peace with God. People are saying, how do I get peace with God? And then many times we find that Christians are saying, how can I keep at peace with God? How can I stay at peace with God? And what I love about this passage, Romans 5:1, is that the answer is so very simple. You know, peace is not an emotion. We normally think of peace as an emotion, but here in this passage, peace is a fact. That, you know, peace is something that God has achieved for us through the cross, through the resurrection. So, you know, Bob, sometimes I might feel distant from God as a believer. I might wonder, did I mess up one too many times? Did I ruin it somehow? And yet this passage is going to bring me back to the fact that, you know, don't look to your emotions. Don't look to your performance. Look to the simple fact that God achieved peace for us and God achieved peace with us through the cross. So we've got peace. Peace is not something we get. It's something we have in Christ.
Yeah. A peace treaty has been signed
by
the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and it cannot be undone. It's irrevocable as far as God is concerned. You know, oftentimes we feel that way. I think Paul was talking about that in Colossians when he said that we are alienated from God in our minds because of our evil behavior. Mm-hmm. So we look at those things. We look at the way we think. We look at some of the temptations that come our way and knock, and we're tugged in those directions. Mm-hmm. And we start looking at those things, and then we feel uneasy. We feel unsettled.
Yeah.
And so in our minds, we think God is angry, God is disappointed, God is mad. And yet the reality is that peace has already been forged between us. We have that treaty in place, and nothing can ever break it. So we have to come back to truth. and recognize that he freely justified us by grace. That was something he did out of his good favor toward us. Nothing that we did merited that. That was just God choosing to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. And as a result, there's peace. And then that can lead to that peace that passes all understanding. But we have to start right here. And it's the result of by grace through faith in Jesus. Benefit, we have peace with God. Doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely, yeah. 844-322-2742, toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. And friends, if you've heard, if you've been listening to Basic Gospel for any time at all, you know that it's our heart to connect you to the love of Jesus Christ and help you to walk every day in his life and grace. That's why we created this brand new Hear, Believe, Live daily devotional, a very dynamic Bible-based devotional that can be delivered straight to your inbox every day to help you experience the fullness of life that's yours through Jesus Christ. Be sure to request yours today, basicgospel.net. That's the address to go to. We're excited to be a part of helping you hear, believe, and live the Word of God. Again, you'll find it at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk with Brad. Hi, Brad.
How y'all doing? I'm bouncing off my walls and the ceilings and the floors because I just am so intrigued. And when I got on the phone with Michelle, I was actually wanting to talk about Romans 5. I'm actually going through the series that Andrew has taught on Romans, and I just happen to be in chapter 5. And for the longest time, and what I love about your ministry, Andrew's ministry, we're encouraged to look into the Word of God and see how God views us. And the thing about an angry God and all this other kind of stuff, that's dragging stuff over from the Old Testament, you know, God's part, man's part, and you're upsetting God. And one of my main questions was last week I sent a email through the website, and so many people over the years call what God gives us, they personalize, say, well, that's my Holy Spirit, that's my faith, it's my this, it's my that. And really there's only two scriptures in all of the New Testament that actually James 2:13, and I believe it's Revelation 2, verse 18, and it really shows that the gift, anything we get from God is His.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Bible tells us that He's apportioned a measure of faith to each believer. And yeah, I mean, any good thing comes from the Father above. Right. And so, yeah, and I love that you brought up this idea that we have peace with God, so we're not sinners in the hands of an angry God. We're actually saints in the arms of a loving God, and there's a big difference there. I mean, we were sinners by nature, and there was a reason that God's wrath remained on us, but Romans 5 is a big news flash that we have peace with God now, and that's what we're celebrating today.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful series. And before I let you go, Andrew, I've sent emails to several different email addresses for you. Can you give me an email?
Sure.
And I know you get hundreds and thousands of them, I'm sure, but I sure would like a good email address.
Okay.
And Bob and Richard and Bob and Andrew, I love you guys. I pray for you guys. The ministry's wonderful. And like I said, I'm bouncing off the walls because of what God does in and through me. And I love you guys. And thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah. Well, Brad, thank you so much for that call and for your thoughts. And, you know, you can just sense the excitement in Brad as the Lord has revealed His grace to him. And Brad's just revved. He's amped about the freedom that we have in Christ. And, as far as contacting me, Brad, you're welcome to reach out to me at andrew@andrewfarley.org. That's andrew@andrewfarley.org. But guys, you know, this is just another testimony. Brad's attitude, his excitement, his joy, his celebration over Romans 5 and what's in it, the good news of peace with God. I mean, it just changes everything. You know, you find yourself miserable in the Christian life one moment, and then the next moment you are awakened to the reality of all Christ has done for us, and it's just a total 180 in your Christian experience.
Yes, it is. And we've all experienced that. You know, we were all at some point in our lives just miserable, desperate for truth, desperate for answers. And the gospel message met us at our point of need and lifted us up out of that. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are in a hole. They're in a ditch. They're hoping for answers. And it really does start with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to hear that message time and time again, that God so loved the world that he sent Jesus. Jesus stood in our place, took our sins away once and for all. I love that passage, that Jesus died for our sins. You know, we don't pay enough attention to that. You know, most of us just kind of gloss over or read quickly, but we don't ponder what that really means, that my sins deserve death, and Jesus stood in my place, took my punishment. And when we realize that, that gets us on the same page with God. We realize that he's for us, not against us, and that's when we can really experience that peace of God. So Brad is one of those guys that he digs in, he dives in, he jumps in, he reads, and it's just a joy to hear that enthusiasm. And I'm reading a book. It's on grammar, so you know what a nerd and geek I am to read a book like that. But you know, in old times, the word enthusiasm meant a person that God lived in.
Really?
That's what enthusiasm was all about. Somebody that was enthusiastic was somebody in whom God lived. That's what the word meant. And so I love Brad's enthusiasm, because you know that's generated by the very life of Christ that lives in him. And that's what this gospel message really leads us to, is that day-to-day walk with the resurrected Christ. The fact that Jesus was raised from the dead, we say time and time again, the good news is he's alive.
Yeah.
Well, he's alive living in us. Mm-hmm. That makes it even better news, that we get to wake up every day knowing that Jesus Christ is living in us.
Yeah. And, you know, this so ties into what we were talking about a minute ago, even before he called. You know, you think about what if we were walking on eggshells with God, how there would be such a lack of peace, and there would be so many questions. Am I right? Am I okay? Am I safe? You know, am I going to be judged for all my sins? Is God going to be mad at me in the future? Is he frustrated with me now? And, you know, Brad has turned the corner. I mean, that was the purpose of his call, largely just to tell us how pumped he is about having peace with God. So we see these two different attitudes. And you know, I think a lot of Christians do find themselves, really walking on eggshells with God. And it's a wonderful place to arrive at, where you realize, look, if I'm sensing that, if I'm feeling that, if I'm experiencing that, that's on my end with my false belief system about God. But God has reconciled me. God has made me righteous. God has put me right at his right hand. We're good to go, and there's no more eggshells, and there's no more fear, and we can have such confidence. And that's what Brad's talking about.
Yes, indeed. Well, Brad has been listening and interacting with us for quite a while, and I hope you'll be very, very careful about this bouncing off the ceiling and stuff. 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines right now. Plenty of time on the clock. 844-322-2742. Gloria from Brooklyn wrote to ask, she says, first, I like your program. It's been very enlightening. She says, I'm confused about Proverbs 26:4 as opposed to Proverbs 26:5. Would you please explain how I can apply this to daily living, because they seem to be contradictory? That's from Gloria in Brooklyn.
Well, here's what those two passages say. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. So I think that's saying don't put yourself at his level. Don't go down to that level, or you'll become just like him. And we see a lot of that happening, especially on Facebook. We all engage at the lowest common denominator. And then the next thing it says is answer a fool according to his folly. And you think, oh, my goodness, well, which is it? Do I not answer? Do I answer? But I think he's getting at a different angle in verse 5, or he will be wise in his own eyes. So you don't want to stoop down to their level.
Right.
What you hope to do is lift them up to your level, to give them a sense of understanding, to give them a sense of knowledge, to give them some common sense about life. And so that's the whole purpose. So when you engage, you're trying to lift somebody up instead of go down to their level. So I think that's what this passage is talking about. Any other insight?
Well, yeah, there's, if you read this whole passage from verse 1 through 12, and it's like Solomon said, there's no winning with these people. I mean, it's just pointless to have ongoing conversations. Every example he gives is this terribly negative thing, except for verse 5, where he says, look, there is a way to do this, but it you know, in our context, it takes the grace of God and the words of the Holy Spirit to get through to someone so that they will begin to think slightly differently and raise the level of their thought processes. Yeah. But until Jesus gets involved in this, it's a pointless exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, once again, friends, our heart is to connect you to the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, to help you walk in His grace every day. And that's why we've created this brand new Hear, Believe, Live daily devotional, a dynamic Bible-based devotional that can be delivered straight to your inbox every day to help you experience the fullness of life that's yours in Jesus Christ. Be sure to request yours today at basicgospel.net. And as I said earlier, we're very excited to be a part of helping you hear, believe, and live the Word of God. Again, you'll find it at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go out to San Francisco and talk with Cindy, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. So I have a question. I know the scripture says, study to show thyself approved. So I'm wondering, for people that have learning disabilities or people that are either mentally retarded, emotionally retarded, or just have trouble with reading and grasping the Word of God, what would you recommend? It just seems like the church kind of downcast or put aside those with learning disabilities or those with disabilities, period. And it's usually, oh, you're just not seeking the Lord or not reading the Word, you know, enough. But it's like, no, it's people there that are, you know, really, they have learned this, but they can't grasp the Word.
Yeah.
Like a normal person would.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think in those cases, Cindy, we have to meet people where they're at and not have a one-size-fits-all. And that's the problem many times with folks out there in the world of Christianity. If we try a one-size-fits-all approach with every person, we tell people, oh, you've got to have a quiet time, you've got to read this book, you've got to log time in a book. Well, I mean, let's go back to the early church for a minute. Remember that 2,000 years ago, something like 70 to 80% of the early church was illiterate. They couldn't read at all. It wasn't just that they were struggling with dyslexia. It wasn't that they, you know, had an impairment, but literally the masses could not read. So, you know, when we try to legislate relationship with God, making it about a single activity, the activity of reading, then we've really missed the boat. I mean, you know, you got to look at learning styles. I think, you know, the family members and the friends of these folks who really care about them and want them to learn and grow in Christ, well, they can be attuned to what the needs are there. It might be that they need to listen to something rather than read. It may be that they need a relationship with someone where they sit down and there's an interactive approach to talking about the gospel. So whether, you know, in some cases, obviously the gospel is communicated and shared using sign language for those who are hearing impaired, You know, those who are better visual learners would need one approach. Those who are more likely to listen to something than read it might need a different approach. So I agree with you that it's really the truth of the message that sets people free, but it's not the way that the message is conveyed. We need to have variety and diversity and be sensitive to the needs of people as we share this message.
Yeah, let me share this passage with you, Cindy. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him, these are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. So regardless of learning abilities, we all have to learn from the Spirit of God. He's our true teacher. And I've known many really learned, scholarly people who have missed the simplicity of the gospel because they've tried to discern the things of God through human intellect, and you can't do it. So, Cindy, I think there's an opportunity. If we will realize that the Holy Spirit is our true teacher and trust that he is creative enough, we can trust him to bring the message to any human heart, regardless of their abilities. Does that make sense to you, Cindy?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much for that.
You are so welcome. You hold the line, Cindy, and we'll put some information into your hands, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you hang on.
And a question from an anonymous writer, hard for me to say, anonymous writer in Lubbock, Texas, as a matter of fact, says, my family is Mormon. I am very unhappy in the church as I no longer accept its claims. My wife is very devout. I love her very much, and I'm afraid of losing her if I tell her I want to leave for mainstream Christianity. How do I talk to her, or should I not talk to her and just keep my otherwise very happy marriage of 13 years?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I mean, I think that ultimately, guys, we have to come to the place where we're going to believe what we believe. And if it involves Jesus Christ, we drive that stake into the ground and we say, you know, this is what I believe. This is what I'm about. This is the gospel message that I have invested in. And, you know, whether my spouse agrees with me or not, they can't really dictate or control what I believe. So, you know, in one sense, we see the world constantly preaching tolerance and understanding and sensitivity to every belief. But then sometimes we Christians, we can have a tendency to whimper in the corner and be shy about what we believe. Well, let's go ahead and proclaim what we think and what we believe. And ultimately, I think this person, Bob, is going to have to come to the place where they say, Lord Jesus Christ, I am willing, if this is what happens, I'm willing for my marriage to crumble. I'm willing for it to end in divorce. I'm willing for people to reject me. I don't want that to happen. I don't want divorce. I don't want rejection. I want a healthy marriage. I pray for my spouse. But Father, I am willing to surrender all my rights because I want to be myself and I want to proclaim the truth about what I believe.
Right. And I think that's I think that's what we all need to realize, that at some point faith in Jesus Christ is going to have some worldly consequences.
Yeah.
There are going to be people that walk away. You hope it's not going to be your husband or one of your loved ones, but that could be. I mean, there are plenty of people around the world who have come to faith in Christ Jesus that has cost them their whole family. They've been rejected, ostracized, but they have Jesus. And that's the best news ever. And taking that stand can actually be a positive thing in the life of those people that you really love. So trust the Lord with that. Don't let fear dictate your decisions. Allow the love of Christ to dictate those decisions, and I think you'll see some great results in that.
Absolutely. Andrew, good to have you in the studio with us today, my friend.
Thank you.
Grant, you know, the heart of Basic Gospel is to connect you to the love of Jesus Christ and to help you walk in his grace every day. That's why we created the brand new Hear, Believe, Live Daily Devotional, a dynamic Bible-based devotional that can be delivered straight to your inbox every day to help you experience the fullness of life that's yours in Jesus Christ. Be sure to request yours today at basicgospel.net. We're excited to be a part of helping you hear, believe, and live the Word of God. Again, you'll find it at basicgospel.net. Well, great conversation today, everybody. A reminder that if you go to basicgospel.net, click the radio drop-down menu, you'll find an opportunity to actually record your question and have us play it back on the air. Try it out. We'd love to hear from you that way as well. Well, again, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Andrew Farley, and the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for Basic Gospel.